More than a year ago, a proposal to increase the franchise fee on utilities came from Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. The monies from the 1% hike would go to support the In the Red streetlight program. It didn't happen in 2012, but a similar proposal came earlier this year. This time, the City Council postponed any decision until August. That's when the Council will also be considering any changes in property taxes, which fund streetlights. Lexington Vice Mayor Linda Gordon believes options need to be developed during the Council's month-long summer break.
What would it take in the streetlight tax to fully fund it? What would it take for the standard options? What would it take if a council member has another scenario?
The council's summer break begins at the end of this week and ends in mid-August. Vice Mayor Gordon would like to have information about streetlight funding options included in the administration's recommendations. Finance Commissioner Bill O'Meara asked for those ideas to make it to the vice mayor's desk over the next few weeks.
If you could give her whatever scenarios you might want us to model for you by July 15th, that would give us time in order to incorporate that into the packet that we do distribute to you by August 1st for you to take into consideration for discussion on August 13th.
Council members will be setting property tax rates in August. County Clerk Don Blevins says it's important to get the tax decisions done by the end of August.
Up until a few years ago, we were actually violating the statute for a number, maybe as many as 20 years, by not having our tax rates set on time. And I can't say for sure, but I believe the reason we started having the relaxed schedule is to allow for a council break in the summer. That's where it came from.
So it appears any decision about the city's franchise fees or property taxes should be made by Labor Day. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.